Pat McConaughey with a story about how one of the largest buyers of healthcare products in the country is holding down costs and what that means to the industry as a whole. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. CalPERS, which provides coverage for about 1.3 million people, is continuing to aggressively look at ways to tackle the key drivers of healthcare costs. A number of its efforts involve partnering with other organizations, including its health plan providers, physician groups, and pharmacy benefit managers. In April, the CalPERS board approved a new pilot program aimed at reducing costs while improving the quality of healthcare. The program is led by Blue Shield of California, Hill Physicians Medical Group, and Catholic Healthcare West. The goal is to deliver comprehensive healthcare services to CalPERS members using a virtual integrated model of care. Greg Franklin, Assistant Executive Officer for Health Benefits, describes it as a pay-for-performance model.
It actually is more or less pay-for-outcomes. And we believe that at the conclusion of this pilot, we would have successfully demonstrated that a pay-for-performance model it can work and is possible in the California market.
Juan Davila, Blue Shield Senior Vice President, says historically, insurance providers, hospitals, and physicians have worked separately to win at the expense of the other.
So it really is to mutually come up with ways to drive continuous improvement in things like cost and clinical outcome and service.
Davila says each partner agrees to contribute to cost savings as well as assume any financial risks from the pilot's targeted cost savings goals. Success of the efforts will be measured in a number of ways.
For example, if you see patient satisfaction scores that go up, or clinical quality, like we participate with the IHA Pay for Performance program. So there are very distinct, I think there are 21 clinical outcomes that are measured.
The pilot project gets underway in 2010 and involves CalPERS members in Sacramento, El Dorado, and Placer counties. Another way CalPERS is trying to cut healthcare costs is through something called transparency, which allows consumers and employers to know what they're getting and how much they're paying for it.
And on the other level is it appropriate? Are we paying for appropriate treatments? Are we paying for appropriate pharmaceuticals? Are we paying for the appropriate care solutions that lead to better outcomes? What's important is, are we getting what we pay for?
Collecting and sharing information is a key goal of the Pacific Business Group on Health. PBGH represents 50 large companies which provide health care coverage to more than 3 million Americans. David Lansky, President and CEO, says his organization's members and CalPERS have a great working relationship.
Today, what they share is a view that the healthcare system can be made better and it can be made more affordable and sustainable if we all work together to build a system that's accountable and responsive. PERS has just been a wonderful leader in using their purchasing power to try to influence the system as a whole.
As one of the largest healthcare purchasers in California, CalPERS has a major influence on the overall healthcare system. Sort of so goes CalPERS, so goes the industry. This year alone, it will spend $5.9 billion on healthcare products for its members.
By virtue of the dollars that we infuse into the industry, by virtue of the networks which we have our health plans develop, by virtue of how we instruct our pharmacy benefit managers to continue to push and increase the use of generics, which is a much cheaper form of providing pharmaceuticals, we drive the industry. In terms of where we fit in the overall healthcare debate, a national healthcare debate on reform, a lot of what's being looked at on the national level has already been done pretty much by CalPERS.
And according to Franklin, this major healthcare buyer expects to continue that role as it negotiates rates for the coming year and in years to come. This has been a special report from California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or issues you'd like addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org.